בעזרת השם ובסייעתא דשמיא, we begin the לימוד of ספר הקדוש, ספר התניא, of רבי שניאור זלמן מלאדי, the first אדמו"ר of חסידות חב"ד, a תלמיד of the מגיד ממזריץ', who was the תלמיד of the בעל שם טוב, זכותם תגן עלינו ועל כל ישראל. So Bezrat Hashem, every Motzei Shabbat, for a few minutes, we will go through Sefer HaTanya, this holy Sefer, upon which Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Mibarditchov, Zechuto Tagen Alenu, said about his Mechutan, the Baal HaTanya, that he is in great wonder, he is amazed how the author took such a great God and put him in such a small Sefer. Which means when we open the Sefer, Sefer HaTanya, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the past we learned Nefesh HaChaim, and now we move on to learn Sefer HaTanya. Elu va'elu divrei Elokim Chaim. Yi ratzon, that we should have Hatzlacha to understand a little bit the words, the holy words of the Sefer, V'hinoam Adonai Eloheinu Alenu, U'ma'asiyadenu Konena Alenu, U'ma'asiyadenu Konenehu. Perek Aleph. Tanya, Besof Perek Gimel Denida. The reason why this Sefer is called Tanya, although the real name is Likute Amarim, also it's called Sifran Shel Benonim, but it is more popularly known as Tanya because that's the first word with which this Sefer begins. Tanya, we learned in a Braita in the third perek of Masechet Nida. Mashbi'im oto tehi tzadik ve'al tehi rasha. The Braita tells us that when the fetus, when the baby is coming out of the womb of his mother, a malach comes and is mashbia him, causes him to swear, tehi tzadik ve'al tehi rasha. One comes out to this world making an oath to be a tzadik and not to be a rasha, ve'afilu kol ha'olam kulo omrim lecha tzadik ata. And even if the whole world will tell you that you are a tzaddik, heye be'enecha kerasha, you should still consider yourself a rasha. So the Baal HaTanya asks, v'tzarich le'avin, dehatenan, did we not learn in the Mishnah in Perkei Avot, Perek Bet, Mishnah Yud Gimel, ve'al tehi rasha bifnei atzmecha? A person should not consider himself a rasha. A person should not look at himself as a wicked person. The Baal Tenura writes in the name of the Rambam, because a person, chas v'shalom, mitor kach, ata yetzel etarbut ra legamre. A person will only turn sour if that's how he looks at himself. And that's what the Baal HaTanya says here. V'gam im yeh be'enav kerasha, yira levavo v'yeh atzev. If a person will always look at himself like a rasha, then he will only hurt himself psychologically and emotionally, and he'll be sad. Ve'lo yuchal la'avod Hashem besimcha v'tuv levav, and he won't be able to serve Hashem with joy and with a merry heart, which is imperative when it comes to avodat Hashem. To serve Hashem with simcha is not just some kind of ma'ala, it's an obligation. Without simcha, without joy, a person, chas v'shalom, is doing the opposite of serving Hashem. So what do you mean? How does the Braita say that mashbi'im oto, afilu kol ha'olam kulo omrim lecha tzadik ata, you should consider yourself a rasha? Doesn't that contradict what it says in the Mishnah? Al tehi rasha v'fnei atzmecha? And also, isn't that counterproductive? Will that not spoil his avodat Hashem by making him sad? And if you tell me that maybe he's not going to feel so bad if he thinks of himself as a rasha, if he well, then a person, chas v'shalom, can come to worse things, to doing even worse things, to doing sins. A person who doesn't mind that he's a rasha, doesn't care that he's a rasha. So miman afshach, either way you look at it, how do we understand this statement of heye be'enecha kerasha? First of all, it contradicts the Mishnah. Secondly, it's dually destructive. It ruins the simcha. And if a person is careless about such a thing, that's terrible as well. Now, the clear answers, the complete answers to these questions that the Baal HaTanya begins the Sefer with, will come much later in the Sefer, specifically in Perek Yud Gimel. That's when we will finally come full circle to answer these questions. But the Baal HaTanya will begin to build towards the answers to these questions. And so he begins by the following. Achainyan, the understanding of the matter, is as follows. Ki hine matzinu bagmara chamesh chalukot. We find in the Gemara five different categories, spiritually speaking, of people. Five different levels. Tzadik v'tovlo, tzadik v'ra'alo, rasha v'tovlo, rasha v'ra'alo, u'benoni. A tzadik that everything is going good for him, a tzadik that suffers, a rasha that succeeds, a rasha that suffers, and a benoni. Now, this is a combination of two ma'amarim of the Gemara that we're going to see. In one ma'amar, we will see the four categories, and in the second ma'amar, we will see the fifth one, which is the benoni. Uperchu ba'gemara, the Gemara in Masechet Brachot of Zayin Amud Aleph explains, tzadik v'tovlo, tzadik gamur. What is tzadik v'tovlo? That's a complete and perfect tzadik. Tzadik v'ra'alo, a tzadik that suffers, is a tzadik she'eno gamur, is an incomplete tzadik, an imperfect tzaddik. The Tanya will explain this ma'amar in the Gemara based on the words of the Zohar that he will quote now. Ubiraya mehemna parashat mishpatim. In the Zohar HaKadosh, parashat mishpatim, Peresh explains, tzaddik v'ra'alo shehara shebo kafuf latov. Tzaddik v'ra'alo means a tzaddik that the ra that is in him, the bad, the yetzer ra that is in him, is kafuf latov, is controlled by the good. That's tzaddik v'ra'alo. It comes out, according to these words of the Zohar, a new pirush on the words tzaddik v'tovlo, tzaddik v'ra'alo. It doesn't mean a tzaddik that suffers or a tzaddik that is successful. In fact, the word tov and the word ra is going on the yetzera tov or the yetzera ra, which means, according to the Zohar, tzadik v'tov lo means a perfect tzadik that has tov lo, that has only the yetzera tov, which means he purified himself to such a point that the yetzera ra has left him and he only has a yetzera tov. That's the highest level. Tzadik v'ra lo means a tzadik who has a yetzer hara, but the yetzer hara is lo. The yetzer hara is under his control. And so the meaning also by rasha v'tovlo and rasha v'ralo means rasha v'tovlo, a rasha that has yetzer hatov. He's called a rasha because the yetzer hatov is put under his control, under the control of ra. That's a rasha v'tovlo. Rasha v'ra'alo means a rasha that only has a yetzer hara. He was wicked so many times to the point where the good that was in him was uprooted. So those are the four levels so far that the Gemara in Masechet Brachot talks about based on the pirush of the Zohar HaKadosh in Parashat Mishpatim. Now we have another ma'amar, ubagmara sof perek tet di brachot, the Gemara in the end of Masechet Brachot and Daf Samech Aleph Amud Bet, Tzadikim yetzer tov shoftan, reshaim yetzer hara shoftan. The tzadikim are guided, are controlled by their yetzer atov. Reshaim are controlled by their yetzer hara. Benonim ze veze shoftan. Now we learn a fifth category, and that is a benoni. The medium, the middle class, the benoni. Ze veze shoftan. Both, he is controlled by both. At times the yetzer atov, at times the yetzer hara. And the Gemara learns there from a pasuk in Tehilim where it says, "Ki yamod limin evyon lehoshia mishoftei nafsho," to save the tzaddik from shoftei nafsho, from those that control his nefesh. So you see, that's plural. So from here we see that there is a category of people that are dominated by both. Sometimes they're dominated by the Yetzer Tov, sometimes by the Yetzer Ra, and the Gemara calls them Benonim. And now comes a shocking statement in that Gemara. Amar Rabba, the great Rabba says, Kegon Ana Benoni. I am in the class of Benonim. When his great Talmid Abaye heard that, he was just amazed. Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says, Lo Shavik Mar Chayelechol Birya. Rabbeinu, if you call yourself a Benoni, then you left no life to anyone, which means who can even dare call himself a Tzaddik? Does that mean that there's no such a thing as a Tzaddik Gamur in the world? If you're a Benoni, then where can we find a Tzaddik? Ulehavin kol ze ba'er hetev. Now, we have to understand these ma'amarim very well. And as the Balatanya is going to explain to us throughout the Sefer. In fact, the elaborate explanation of Tzadik V'Tovlo, Tzadik V'Ralo, Rasha V'Tovlo, Rasha V'Tovlo, and Benoni is going to come further in the Sefer, in Prakim Yud to Perek Yud Daled, in those five Prakim. And the explanation of the words of Rabba, Kegon Ana Benoni, will be explained in Perek Yud Gimel. Right now, the Baal HaTanya is listing all the homework that we are going to have to do. The list of ma'amarim that we need to understand in order to come to the understanding of that braita in Masechet Nida that we began with. Ve'gam lehavin, and also we're going to need to understand Mashe Amar Iyov, the statement of Iyov that is brought in the Gemara in Baba Batra, Perek Aleph, Daftet Zayin Amud Aleph. Over there, Iyov said, Ribono Shel Olam, Barata Tzadikim, Barata Reshaim. Master of the universe, Ribono Shel Olam, you have created Tzadikim, and you have created Reshaim. We see that Iyov says that Hashem created people, certain people as Tzadikim, and Hashem created certain people as Reshaim. How do we understand that Gemara? Asks the Baal HaTanya, Ve'hatzadik ve'rasha lo ka'amar? Don't we know from the Gemara in Masechet Nida, Daf Tet Zayin Amud Bet, over there the Gemara says that every neshama that comes to the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides upon the baby what he is going to be. And the Gemara says, Gibo o Chalash? Hashem decrees if this person is going to be a Gibo, strong, or weak, chacham o tipesh, smart, or the opposite of smart, ashir o ani, rich or poor. And the Gemara there says, notice, ilu rasha o tzadik, lo ka'amar. It doesn't say that Hashem decrees upon the baby that either it's going to be a tzadik or it's going to be a rasha. No. The Gemara says over there, the reason why not is because of the famous statement, Hakol bide shamayim chutz mirat shamayim. Everything is in the hands of shamayim, chutz mirat shamayim, except the fear of Hashem, which means choice, freedom of will, freedom of choice is given to the human being to make that choice for himself, to live his life as a tzaddik or chas v'shalom, to live his life as a rasha. Hashem does not decree that upon a person. So what did Iyov mean when he said, Barata tzadikim, barata reshaim? That also needs explanation. So we see that already from the beginning of the Perek we have quite a few questions. Of course, the headline question on the Braita in Nida, what does it mean? Afilu kol ha'olam kulo omrim lecha tzadik ata heye be'enecha kirasha. How do we understand that? It contradicts the Mishnah in Avot, and also it's counterproductive to Avodat Hashem. We're going to need to understand the five different levels of people, tzadik v'tovlo, tzadik v'ralo, rasha v'tovlo, rasha v'ralo, and benoni, and to understand how Rabba said about himself that he's only a benoni, and the statement of Iyov, of barata tzadikim, barata reshaim. Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll continue from this point next time, on Motzei Shabbat, from the words v'gam lehavin mahut madregat, Habenoni. The Baal HaTanya Be'ezrat Hashem will explain to us what does it mean, this level that we call Benoni.